from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. A false alarm on Grant Street in Schumacher this morning had movement in part of the area around Dwyer Avenue restricted by Timmins Police. They were there on a report of weapons being in the area and possibly used. Investigators interviewed occupants of one particular home and ruled out any validity to the claim. The blame for what the NDP calls highway carnage is laid at the feet of transport training schools and trucking companies, and it says the Conservative government can end it. At a Queen's Park news conference, the New Democrats offered stats showing a big discrepancy in license test results when the test is administered by the schools and not at a drive test center. Temiskaming Cochrane MPP John Vantoff says it's the government's responsibility to correct that.
We're going to continue to push to make sure that all the schools are producing quality drivers and that the provincial government has enough people on the road to provide enforcement to make sure that trucks on the road are safe.
Vantoff says properly trained drivers would not pass on hills and curves, for example. Beginning Monday, the annual restriction on how heavy a truck can be takes effect on mostly rural routes in Timmins. It usually lasts until mid-June and is enforceable under the Ontario Highway Traffic Act. Go to our website for a link to the list of affected roads. A meeting next Tuesday night at the South Porcupine Scout Hall is for anyone in the community to provide input on improving life in Timmins. It's being organized by Ward 2 Councillor Lauren Feldman. The rookie councillor feels he needs input on things like affordability, public safety, and leisure and recreation.
I am having in Ward 2 to speak about some issues specific to residents in South Porcupine. However, I'm welcoming any resident in the community to come and share some ideas.
The town hall meeting begins at 6:30. Feldman plans to hold one every quarter during his four-year council term. The emergency visa application programs for Ukrainians fleeing Russia for Canada will be extended. The federal program was set to expire at the end of this month, but has been pushed to July 15th. Under the program, Ukrainians can remain in the country for up to 3 years. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.